Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg is sunny 25, Polokwane and Rustenburg 29, and Mlahleni 27 degrees. Former Deputy President David Mabuza has termed former ANC President Jacob Zuma's disciplinary process a regrettable period in the ANC's history. He was speaking during a campaign trail in Tshwane yesterday.
It is a sad chapter. It is the decision of the former president to leave the ANC. Whatever the reasons, you can't blame him. Now, the ANC will follow its own processes to discipline members, and all of us are equal before the ANC.
The ANC has since postponed the disciplinary hearing over security concerns. Zuma was set to appear virtually before the National Disciplinary Committee tomorrow. The party has accused the former president of contravening its constitution after Zuma declared its support for the newly formed Umkhonto-we-Sizwe Web Party. Now, with the elections looming, get ready for the battle at the ballot for the battleground provinces. The ANC, the DA and EFF are in the last bid to secure votes in Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal and the Western Cape. In the Western Cape, the DA has been ruling, but still for how long?
This is going to be a hotly contested elections for the first time in a long time, and I think the DA is worried about it, specifically the Patriotic Alliance, because a number of people don't know, and Gayton McKenzie actually acknowledged this on social media himself, that he was offered 200 million rand not to contest in the Western Cape, which he declined.
Our special limited podcast, Elections 2024, The Power of Your X, is available at jackarandfm.com. Click on Jackpot. In other news, police conducted several operations across Tshwane over the weekend, resulting in the arrest of over 530 suspects. They were arrested on charges, including murder, rape and robbery. Here's police spokesperson Jan van Dijk.
Throughout the operation, a total of 780 persons and 420 vehicles were inspected and searched. Seven persons were arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol. 11 premises were searched during this operation. 33 infringement notices were issued, totaling 23,250 rand.
Metal Workers Union NUMSA has welcomed the two-year wage deal reached in the passenger bus sector. Increases of 5% this year and 6.5% next year on base salaries have been agreed. And finally, a free Madonna concert in Brazil was attended by an estimated 1.6 million fans. The show was the final stop on the 65-year-old's celebration tour. The tour included 80 shows across Europe and North America. Madonna performed songs such as Like a Prayer and Vogue. I'm Chanel September, Meer Nuus in Afrikaans om 11 uur.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
You know.